How'd you feel out there getting back on the field and you know, catching the football? And
felt great. It was really nice to obviously be back on the field with my teammates, moving around, running a little bit.
How do you feel?
I feel good. I feel good. Very optimistic for Sunday. Looking forward to getting back out there.
Would you like Adam Geronimo's game to go out and kind of fill in and play the way he did?
Yeah, he played great. I mean, obviously, he was put into a situation. He had opportunities to make plays, and he made every one that he was given. You know, that obviously the play at the end of the game was unbelievable and something we needed in that moment.
What do you think about this team overall stepping up, a lot of these players filling in and helping you guys win, especially on Sunday in a close game?
It's all about winning, whatever it takes to win. You know, we were fortunate that we had some guys step in and play well and give us that opportunity, and hopefully we can start getting some of our guys back.
What's your thoughts on this quick turnaround on this Thursday night football?
I hate it.
Tell me how you really feel about it.
Yeah, and I don't think many of us players like it, you know, other than the uniforms. We like, you know, changing up the uniform a little bit. But physically, you really don't have an opportunity to recover. Mentally, you don't really have opportunity to get in the game plan, to really dive into it like you want to. So it's very important for us to be on top of all the details and make sure that we're executing when we get out there on the field.
There's no fans in this locker room for Thursday night football, the guys that we talked about. How tough is it for you guys, even more of a challenge when you got so many guys banged up right now?
It's a challenge. It's a challenge, but, you know, it's the way it is. You know, Chicago has to go through the same thing. They played on Sunday as well. So, you know, it's just going out there and playing ball.
Because you have so many people banged up, yourself included, I mean, that turnaround, how are you dealing with that?
The only way you can, you know, do everything that you can to prepare your body and your mind, making sure that we're on top of our schemes and everything for the different plays that we have going in for this week, and doing everything we can to prepare our body.
What do you see out of the Bears secondary? Because they played pretty well against the Steelers last week, obviously.
Yeah, they played well this season. You know, they went up a lot of against a lot of really good offenses in Tampa and Pittsburgh and Atlanta, and they play really well. So you know, I think they do a great job of getting after the quarterback. They do a great job in the back end, in their zone coverage, man coverage, being able to hold offenses and make it hard on them.
Home versus road seems to matter with them a lot. Do you think that's because of the turf they have at Soldier Field that plays to their strengths a bit? And do you think that's
couldn't tell you. The turf there is bad, so, but I mean, I don't know if that does anything for anybody.
It's a different week because it's rivalry week against the Bears, and we all know you had some huge plays against this team in the past.
Not really, honestly. You know, I think the rivalry nowadays is more so for the fans. With so much turnover with free agency, you know, you have guys that come from there that's on our team, over in the past at least, you know, with Julius Peppers and everything. So, It's all about divisional for us. It's a divisional game. Finding a way to get that win and give us a heads up in divisional.
Randall, when you have a tackle situation like you guys do, a lot of uncertainty going into the game, but if you have to help out a lot, if the tight ends are helping out, the running back, what kind of percentage does that take away from your playbook and the things you normally like to do?
We have a very wide range of our playbook. Our playbook is very big. It's set up for a lot of different things. Obviously, with our tackles being guided, it makes things a little more difficult. But we have schemes in our plan that are fit, you know, for these kind of games. And we make game plan adjustments to help us out in different areas and give us the opportunity to execute.
Last year in the game, it wasn't because of tackles, but running backs. You guys went to this quick rhythm. Passing attack, a lot of short things. You had three guys catch at least 10 balls in that game here. Why does that play to your strengths, maybe Geronimo's, Jordy's? Do you guys like that kind of quick action?
For me personally, yeah. You know, I think it's all about getting the ball in our playmakers' hands and allowing them to make things happen with it, make people miss, break tackles, and find a way to keep the chains moving. You know, we did a great job with that last year. You know, but this is a new year. It's about going out and executing our offense.
Randall, this is a prideful locker room, though. This would be the first time since 1932 the Packers actually lead this series with the Bears, though. Is there some pride to be taken in that series, though?
Yeah. You know, obviously we want to have that win. We want that for our fans. It's more so for our fans. you know, than anything. Gives them bragging rights, especially for the Packers in Chicago. So, you know, we always like hearing those stories.
Hey, Randall, did you talk to your dad at all about getting the Hall of Fame plaque up here?
I did. No, I didn't. I don't have it up here. I let him take it home with him for now. He was able to, you know, grab that for me and present me. So it was an honor. I wish I could have been there for it, you know, but I was focused on trying to get back on the field for the Bengals.